Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Well, we're beginning a new lesson about sports. And what kind of sports do you like? Basketball, of course, is a popular sport all over the world. I love badminton myself. Now, football is a popular sport in the United States. Of course, football could refer to two sports, right? We have American football and soccer. Today in our lesson called Freestyle Football, football is referring to soccer, so I won't need this American football. But what is freestyle football? Well, our lesson will begin with a short story of a performer who uses a football to perform. Then we'll find out more about this performer and the beginning of the Red Bull Street Style World Finals. What is that? It's a very interesting competition. Well, what are we waiting for? Open up your magazine to Freestyle Football, where art meets sport, and let's begin.
Freestyle Football, where art meets sport. Soccer balls aren't just for scoring goals. A crowd gathers around a man. He entertains the crowd by making a soccer ball dance. He uses his legs, feet, and head to control the ball and keep it moving. When a person comes forward, the performer acts like he's going to pass the ball, but he embarrasses the man by sending the ball between his legs. Within seconds, the man and everyone else is laughing along with the performer.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 entertain 这个动词。entertain 是指娱乐、招待或者是使开心。例如 ,this children's online game not only entertains but also educates. 这个儿童的线上游戏不止娱乐而且具有教育意义。或者是 the company's VIPs were entertained by top performers. 这家公司的 VIP 客户正享受着一流表演者的演出。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 entertainment 例如 This movie is great family entertainment 这部电影非常适合合家观赏接下来我们看的是 embarrass 这个动词 embarrass 是指使尴尬或者是使困窘例如 The shy girl was embarrassed by the sudden attention given her 这个女孩被突如其来的注意力弄得很尴尬或者是 Henry's directness sometimes embarrasses the people around him. Henry 的直率有时候会让周遭的人觉得很尴尬。他的名词也是字尾加上 ment 变成 embarrassment. 例如 the captain of the team didn't know how to deal with the embarrassment of losing again. 队长不知道要如何面对再次输球的尴尬。
Oh, hey everyone, I'm Rebecca and I'm excited about today's lesson because it's all about sports.
Well, it's not only about sports, Rebecca. Freestyle football, our title says, where art meets sport. So it's not just sport, but it's also kind of an art.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that was great. Here, catch.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is one thing that you could do with a football or soccer ball, depending on where you're from. Yes. If you look closely in this picture, this person has a ball. They're doing something special. I think this must be a freestyle footballer, Rebecca.
I think you're probably right, Gabe. Freestyle footballer. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about today, isn't it?
Well, it is. Now let's take a look at this word meet, because we see here where art meets sport. That means two things come together, and maybe they're mixed together to create something new, where something meets something else.
Exactly. So you could say, when technology meets classic dancing, something exciting really happens.
Or maybe you're going to a certain restaurant. At that restaurant, great food meets entertainment. So while you're eating, you're also going to be entertained in some way. Okay, so here we're talking about where art meets sport with freestyle football. Now, mm-hmm. Rebecca, what does the next thing say?
Well, right here, oh, that was a great catch.
Very nice.
Good job, Rebecca. Well, it says soccer balls aren't just for scoring goals. Now, we want to take some time and talk about this phrase, aren't just for. That just means that soccer balls are used for other things than just scoring goals.
Of course, usually you just kick a soccer ball around, right? And your goal is to score a goal on the soccer field. But there are some other things that could have one purpose, but then you could use it for something else. So like a piece of paper, it's not just for writing your thoughts down. You could also make it into a paper airplane.
Exactly. So Gabe.
Yes?
Can you tell us what's going on in the SC Challenge?
My clipboard is not just for holding, it's also for dropping.
It is. So tell us what's going on in the SC Challenge, would you? Oh,
okay. Well, since we're talking about how soccer balls aren't just used for scoring goals, I asked some people what else they could use a soccer ball for. Let's find out. What can you use a soccer ball for? Yeah, be creative.
Basketball?
A soccer ball becomes a basketball. Okay, that's cool. Anything else?
Well, I can spin it.
Really? Well, here's a soccer ball. Spin it!
Hey.
Hey.
What did you say?
What can you use a soccer ball for?
Just kick it.
Oh.
I can use soccer ball to put in my bag so I can roll it up and down, left and right, to feel my bag so good.
I can pretend to be pregnant.
What? But you're a guy.
Shh. 这样子上公车就可以做不爱做了。
I can draw a smile face.
And then it becomes a happy ball. This is Gabe for the SC Challenge. Are you up for the SC Challenge? I like that.
Oh, that was so great. I love the fact that someone wanted to use the soccer ball to make them look pregnant. Do you know why? So that they could get a free ride on the MRT. Well, anyway, let's continue on with our lesson. Actually, we're starting our lesson. We read, a crowd gathers around a man. He entertains the crowd by making a soccer ball dance.
So he doesn't actually make the soccer ball dance. It's like he's dancing, and then the soccer ball is part of his show. So he is a good performer. All right, we go down a few sentences. When a person comes forward, the performer acts like he's going to pass the ball. And let's stop right there and talk about that phrase, to act like something. That means you are pretending to do something.
Exactly. So you could say, well, Sally and Steve just met, and yet Sally acts like, or they both act like, they have known each other for years.
Well, maybe when Steve left, Sally acted sad that he was leaving, but actually she was really happy because she doesn't really like him. Think about other ways you can use that phrase, to act like something. Well, the next sentence says, he embarrasses the man by sending the ball between his legs. He, the man, his? Now, what are these pronouns referring to? Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this.
Hi friends, we all know what pronouns are, right? They're words that take the place of nouns or noun phrases. Pronouns are great because they can save us time and effort when we speak.
But we need to be aware that it's pretty easy to lose track of exactly which noun a pronoun is referring to.
Right. If it's possible that a pronoun can refer to more than one noun, that is, if a pronoun's antecedent is not clear, it's called a vague pronoun reference.
Here's an example. The teacher gave the student her notes. Now, the question is,
What noun does the pronoun her refer to? The word teacher or student?
It's not clear. Now, sometimes, though, we can guess vague pronoun references by context. If my boss said to me, if the fans don't buy all the peanuts, pack them away until the next game, I would guess that the pronoun them is referring to the peanuts, not the fans.
Right, because we normally don't pack sports fans into boxes. So, what's the fix? Either restate the noun or rephrase the sentence in such a way that it becomes unmistakable which noun the pronoun is referring to.
Pronoun 就是代名词，它在英文中的作用就是回指前面已经提过的名词。看起来很简单，其实学问很大。千万不要以为只是简单的将前面提过的名词替换成 it, he, she, him, her 就好了。举个简单的例子， The teacher gave the student her notes. 在这里的 her 是指老师的还是学生的？若是光看这句话，读者并不确定。这种错误叫做 vague pronoun reference， 不清楚的代名词修饰对象。当然，读者往往可以借由 context 上下文来判断一个代名词所修饰的对象。但是我们写作文的时候，一定要记得 pronoun 必须要有明确的指称。那这个名词呢，要在前面就要存在，不能够要求读者来猜。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of a lesson called Freestyle Football, where art meets sport. And we're discovering that soccer balls are not just used for scoring goals on a soccer field. Actually, we saw earlier that soccer balls have many uses, right? Well, in our lesson, a man is using a soccer ball for entertainment. He is entertaining others with a soccer ball. And who is this man? Let's find out with the next part of our reading for today.
Freestyle football, where art meets sport. The performer is French freestyle football star Arnaud Séan-Garnier. Like other freestyle football stars, Garnier started out with dreams of becoming a professional soccer player. But an injury forced him to turn his attention to teaching soccer instead. Then in 2006, he discovered his life's passion. He combines soccer skills and tricks with breakdancing moves. Garnier's own brand of urban freestyle football was the result. 2 years later, he won the 2008 Red Bull Street Style World Finals. This was the first tournament that focused on freestyle football.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 injury 这个名词。injury 是指受伤或伤处。例如 the passengers of the car accident suffered from serious injuries. 交通事故的乘客们受到了重伤。或者是 Olivia recovered really fast from her head injury. Olivia 脑部受伤恢复得非常快。它的动词是 injure, I-N-J-U-R-E. 例如 Zach's knee was injured during a ski accident.Zach 因为滑雪意外而膝盖受了伤。所以我们看的是 urban 这个形容词。urban 是指都市的或者是城市的。例如 ,The Urban Planning Commission took years to complete the design of the new town. 都市发展局耗时数年才完成这个新城镇的规划。或者是 ,The urban population in this metropolitan area increased by 20% in the last decade.这个大都会区的都市人口过去十年增长了 20%. And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this lesson seems to be getting even more and more exciting. So let's continue with our lesson. We read, the performer is French freestyle football. football star Arnaud Séan Garnier.
Hmm.
Well, we want to talk about this word freestyle. Typically, when I hear this word, I think of the stroke or a way of swimming, like, you know, the freestyle swimming.
Yes, of course. That is one particular way of swimming, the freestyle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in our lesson, we're talking about freestyle football star. Now, there are other things that you could be freestyle with, like dancing, right, Rebecca? Have you ever done freestyle dancing?
Yes, basically with freestyle dancing, you just dance any way that you like. And that actually reminds me of an example. Jamie went to a dance party expecting maybe ballroom dancing,
mm-hmm.
but to her surprise, it was actually more of a freestyle dance party. That just means people were dancing any way that they wanted to.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you could use this word freestyle in many ways. Oh, I know.
Yes.
Freestyle rap. Maybe you like listening to rap. Rebecca, here, lay a beat for me. I'm going to do some freestyle rapping, okay? Give me a beat.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Boom, ba-ka-ch, boom, ba-ka-ch, boom, ba-ka-ch, boom.
I'm a freestyle rapper about football because I don't know how to play football. So I'm just going to rap about football.
Wow, Gabe, that was awesome. You are a natural freestyle rapper.
I don't know. I was just about to say I sound pretty awful. Maybe I need some more practice with my freestyle everything. I don't think I would be a very good freestyle football player either.
Well, I was just trying to be encouraging.
Thanks.
Well, anyway, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, like other freestyle football stars, Garnier started out with dreams of becoming a professional soccer player. Now, we actually want to take some time and talk about this phrase, to start out. What exactly does that mean?
All right. Well, this means that originally he had one idea in mind. He was going to do one thing, and then later he does something else. So you start out by doing something. For example, the teacher started out by teaching in the classroom, but now she travels all over the world teaching big crowds.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job to me. I would love to travel around the world teaching large crowds. Well, what about, could you also say, the class or the competition started out with 100 people, but it ended with only 20 people?
Uh-oh.
I guess 80 people dropped out.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't think it was very interesting. So you can use this phrase, start out, in different ways, okay? So Garnier started out with dreams of becoming a professional soccer player, but then what happened?
But an injury forced him to turn his attention to teaching soccer instead. That's very unfortunate. But it's fortunate because we can talk about this phrase, to turn your attention to something else. What does that mean? Well, that just means that you were interested in doing one thing, and now you're focusing on doing something else instead.
That's right. So for example, right now you are learning English, but maybe in a few minutes, after Studio Classroom is over, you will turn your attention to a different subject, or you'll turn your attention to a different activity. And pretty soon, yeah, actually right now, it's time for us to turn our attention to Liz. Let's take a closer look at this sentence with her.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. An injury forced him to turn his attention to teaching soccer instead. Notice the pattern. A situation forced someone to turn his attention to something instead. This is a good pattern to use when you want to describe how a situation made someone change their focus. Maybe they used to be so focused on A, but then something happened and now the focus has to be on B. In the case of today's sentence, it was an injury that made the person change his focus and he had to turn his attention to teaching soccer instead. Okay, let's have a look at some more example sentences. Let's say Michael had tried to do business in Europe, but he ended up doing poorly and had no choice but to change his focus to Asia. So we can say, Michael's business failures in Europe forced him to turn his attention to Asia instead. Or let's suppose Scott did badly in math and science, and that's why he had to change his major to literature. So we can say Scott's low scores in math and science forced him to turn his attention to literature instead. And that's it for today. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, many people in Garnier's situation might be very discouraged, but not Garnier. Our lesson says, then in 2006, he discovered his life's passion. He combined soccer skills and tricks with breakdancing. Breakdancing, that's pretty cool. So Gabe, you can rap. Can you also breakdance?
Hey, well, Rebecca, you heard me. I don't rap very well. And no, I cannot breakdance. Now, oh, yes, if you look at the guy in this picture, he is doing some breakdancing moves. Those are some really cool breakdancing moves. And he's also doing it with a football. So he's actually a freestyle footballer.
That is pretty incredible. Well, no, I can't breakdance either. I think it's an incredible skill to have, but not something for me.
All right, well, me neither. Right now it's time for us to join Linda for the editor's summary.
Our sports article this month looks at freestyle football, where art and sport meet. Picture a crowd gathering around a man entertaining a crowd by making a soccer ball dance. He controls the ball and keeps it moving with his head, his legs, and his feet. He may seem like he's passing it to someone, but he ends up sending the ball between his legs. This is the French freestyle football star, Garnier. He, like many others, had a dream of becoming a professional soccer player, but he got an injury that forced him to coach instead. Then back in 2006, he found his life's passion, using his soccer skills and tricks with breakdancing. He then established his own brand of urban freestyle football. In 2008, he won the Red Bull Street Style World Finals, the first freestyle football tournament.
So, Gabe, I know that you said that you don't break dance, but I bet you've never tried. Here, why don't you give it a try, and you could even use the ball.
Yeah, this is really cool. I'm a good breakdancing freestyle footballer. Yay! Not really. Cut, please.
Okay,
come back next time. Yeah, because we have more to learn right here on Studio Classroom. Your turn,
Bye-bye.
Rebecca.
Wait, what am I supposed to do?
Do something cool. Oh, go. Yeah.